Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise that wonderful and glorious name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. Hello. We are just so excited to have everyone join us today. Coming up next on our portal will be the Lifeline Bible Study. So call a friend or call a neighbor and get ready to let's delve in with I believe, Brother Ricky and the group are here on this morning, the Lifeline Bible Study. Welcome, everyone. God bless you, and we will go visit with them now. Thank you.
I didn't know they were trying to call us, so I got my bill.
Yeah, that's why I stopped coming on. And then I was telling my niece, and I was chatting with my niece, and I said, you know what, it is the day number, the trick of the devil. And she keep saying, yeah. She said, let me give you this number. She said, because I got a number that you can get connected, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. And
well,
that's, I've been trying
that to. Number, because when I seen it last week, and I said, you know what, I said, no, I don't want to get off the prayer line, so I've been just keep on going. But then my son called the other day. They took $40 off there. Then I called, and they took $30 off it. So, but I was I think Pastor Wayne said he was going to switch over. So I was just going to go ahead on and then do it. But if you got a free number.
Yeah,
oh,
a free number. You got a pen or somewhere you can write this number down?
Yeah, that's why Brother Ron had to get Brother Richard to get him on.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make people, especially T-Mobile, they're trying to make people pay for these minutes.
That's who I pay. That's who I got. Okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, area code 716. And 293.
Mm-hmm.
9783. And when you call that number, they're gonna ask you for the number that you've been hooked up to. And I dial the Lifeline number, which is area code 515, 606.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You dial that number, then you match pound. And after you match pound, it will say, put the code in. You put that 132, the code in, then you match pound again. And then you connect it.
See how good God is.
Yeah, God is awesome. I'm telling you.
Thank you so
it
much.
Was. When he told me that, I said, Lord, thank you.
Yeah, amen. Thank you so much. I think I heard somebody get on the line. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. Amen.
Good amen.
You said you want to pray? You want me to go ahead on and pray? What you want to do?
Yeah, what you go ahead and pray.
Yeah,
go ahead
on. No, you go ahead on.
You want me to pray? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you this morning. I'm giving you thanks and glorifying your name this morning, Father. Father, before I say anything else, Father, I ask for your forgiveness, God. Forgive us for anything we may have done or said, God, this early this morning, even a few minutes ago, Father, up and overnight, God, knowing and unknowing, God, we repent of our sins, God, as we come before you right now in Bible study, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come before you humble this morning. Father, I ask you to let your spirit flow through this line, God. Let us, Heavenly Father, learn of your word, God. Let us, Heavenly Father, digest your word, God. And the Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for feeding our spirit man this morning. Father, we thank you for being so great and so wonderful to us, God, for that grace and mercy and that love for us, God. We thank you for this opportunity to learn, and the Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless the visionaries of the line, God. Keep them speaking them, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to order and God, direct them, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God, and their health, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to watch over and protect Brother Ricky, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, guide him down. And let Father protect him down that road, God. Watch over and protect his family, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over his life, God. Continue to bless him with favor, God. In the name of Jesus, good health in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory, Father, and ask your children, come on this line this morning, let them be excited about your word, God, because you're greatly to be praised, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, God. Bless the ones that are on the line, and Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless Minister Janet, God. We thank you for her diligence, Heavenly Father. We thank you for her compassion for you, God. in the name of Jesus. Continue to watch over and protect it, God. Continue to watch over and protect your people today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Good morning. God bless you.
Amen. Good morning, Lifeline.
Good morning. Who was that? Sister May? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Is anyone else on the line would like to pray? Amen. Could Brother Ricky get on? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray a little bit to Brother Ricky come on or somebody else come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm driving, so I hope it's not making too much noise, y'all. Glory to God. We give you praise, God. I give you glory. I thank you, Lord, for your presence this morning. I thank you, Lord, for your love. God, I ask you to forgive me for anything I said or done, God. Even what anything that I may have thought, Father, that wasn't pleasing to you. God, I ask you, God, to have mercy on us. God, I ask you, God, to let your presence grace this line, Father. I ask you, God, to speak through us. Speak to us, God. Oh, God, we need to hear from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, God, because you didn't have to do it, God, but you woke us up to see another beautiful day. God, you woke us up this morning to give us another opportunity, God, to cry loud and stare not. God, we say thank you. We thank you, God, that we able to move, God. We thank you, God, that we able to use our activity of our limbs this morning. We thank you, Father, that we are in our right mind this morning, God. We thank you, God, that no evil has come upon us, Father, in the name of Jesus. You protected our home throughout the night, God. And for that, God, we say thank you. We thank you, God, that when you woke us up this morning, God, we yet had a mind to serve you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We won't complain about anything, God, because you said everything you made, God, was good, God. You called us blessed, God. We thank you, Father, that we are blessed, God. We are your beloved, Father, and we say thank you. We thank you, God, for the food that you placed on the table, Father. We thank you that we had a roof over our head. We had water, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we didn't have to sleep outside last night, but you blessed us, God, to have a bed, God, a sofa, a chair, whichever it was, God, but you blessed us to be on the inside, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you for your people, Father. God, we ask you, God, to look on those that's less fortunate, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, God, to continue to bless your men and women, God, that carry your gospel, God. For you said, Lord, hey, God, my son, you said, God, my son, God, you said, God, that you were persecuted and we're going to be persecuted. But, God, help us not to get weary, God, but help us to stand. Oh, help us to be bold and courageous, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I praise you this morning. I give you glory, God. I thank you, Father, that you give us victory, God, in every area of our life. I thank you, God, that we don't have to worry about anything, God. But, God, we can continue, Father, to put our trust in you, God. We can continue, God, to lean on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We can continue, God, to know, God, that you're working it out for us, God. Everything concerning us, God, you are working it out for us, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you, Father, for saving our children, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for keeping them from, we thank you, God, for causing them, God, to be not addicted to anything but free, God. We thank you, God, for keeping our children out of prison, God. We thank you, God. We ask you to bless those that's in prison, God. Bless them, Father. Open up their minds, God, that they may receive your word, that someone, God, may give them your word, God, to let them know, God, that you have not forsaken them. You have not left them, God, but you're yet even with them, God. Help them to accept salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, amen, for the blood, God, the blood that keeps us, God, the blood that heals our minds and our bodies and our spirits. In the name of Jesus, God, we say thank you for the visionaries, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, God, to continue to let your hands of protection be around them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for healing them, Father. We thank you for healing our family members, Brother Ricky's daughter, Sister Willie Mae's daughter and her granddaughter. We thank you for healing them, God.
Oh, God, we did not doubt that you would, God, and we thank you for doing it. We thank you, Father, and I give you glory. Now, Father, I ask you, God, to bless this Bible study, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, open up our ears, Father, that we may hear what you're saying, God, and help us to receive the word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. Good morning, Lifeline. Good morning. Glory to God. I don't know if Brother Rick is on the line yet. I don't know. Hallelujah. Don't know if anyone's on the line. I don't hear anything. God bless you.
Good morning, Evangel of Ward.
God bless you. Amen. Is anyone else on the line that would like to pray? Amen. We're trying to give Brother Rick the time to get here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Bobby, say you want to pray?
Yeah, go ahead. Nobody else.
Amen. Go ahead on.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for life, time, and breath. I thank you for another Friday morning. We never seen before. It's a privilege to interview you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for defending who is he always there. I told you to be safe and just dead, Lord. Sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a 104 for being there. For the Lifeline, Lord. But also, she loves us, Lord. I give praise to you, Lord God. Thank you for my husband. We lost two of our one was a member of our church, but she went to another church, and the other was Edie Chalmadika, our church, a nephew. So God, remember the Marie family, all the Marie family everywhere, Lord. I thank you. Pray, hallelujah. I give you the glory, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for my family. I thank you for saving my faith. Time is winding up, Lord. You know, no matter.
Amen. No, I'll just, we can't, Brother Ricky was saying that he was talk about each one take someone out of the Bible and tell why they encouraged them, what was the encouragement from them, and tell a little bit a lot about them. So, you know, if I could start it off, you know, someone else can just take it over. But I would just like to talk about this morning about Jehoshaphat. He encouraged me a lot because when you start thinking about the battles of in life, the things that we go through, I know God told me that, you know, when I was studying the other day, that we're picked out to be picked on. So we got to understand that we are his children. But the key is behind this, because I like Jehoshaphat, because Jehoshaphat knew that he could not fight that battle alone. He knew that he had to have God. We can't do anything without God. We have to always confront God before we do anything. Some battles we take upon ourselves, we don't have to, because God is always there for us. And what I like about Jehoshaphat, because he knew he has to, we have to go before God. It's a way you have to go before God. We have to go before God clean. We have to ask God to repent and ask God to have mercy upon us, to clean us of all our sins before we go before him. And when we go before him in prayer, then we have to fast and pray and just let God, allow God to lead us. We have to decrease and just get rid of our sins and put God into every little situation in our minds, our spirits, and our hearts. So Jehoshaphat, it really thought, when I love this about Jehoshaphat, this scripture, because the simple fact is when Jehoshaphat told everybody to fast and pray, he told him what to do. He gave him instructions of what to do. And when he did it, God came and told him in 2 Chronicles 20 and 17, he said, ye shall not fight in this battle. He says, in this battle, set yourself and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Joshua and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. We got to always understand this battle is not our battle. This is God's battle. We always try to take things upon ourselves
instead of just letting go and let God take us to him. But we got to go to him in a way that God would present our problems and ourselves to God in a different way. We cannot go like we go to each other with an attitude.
Amen.
It's a proper way we have to go before God. Because God is you think about your mom and your dad. You think about when things used to happen to you, how you would go before them, you would talk to them. You would scream and holler at them. You would never ask them. You would go and talk to your mom, I need to talk to you. Or, you know, dad, I need to talk to you. God is such, he's more than our family, our mothers and fathers on this earth. God is everything. So when I have situations, it don't matter. I say in my word, I pray. And I'm getting ready to fast next week because it's a certain way you have to go posture. You have to have when it comes down to going before God. These battles that we are up against, God already told us we're going to be picked on. Because look at Jesus. He didn't do nothing to nobody. But they did so many things to him. So because we made that choice, God chose us. We didn't choose. God chose us. He chose us from our belly of our mom. In the wombs, our moms and our, you know, so he knew more about us than we knew ourselves. He knew our strengths. He knew our weakness. But he knows through his word, we got power. He said, Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power. So we got to understand who we are. We are royal priesthood. We are not like everybody else. So when everybody look at us and they start doing all look petty stuff. Just know that we belong to God. We are royal priesthood. We're gonna be picked on. Now I've got to the point now when I pray to God and when the enemy comes in, I start laughing. Because I say, you know what, I see you. And sometimes we get weak, we got to go and get rebooted up. Go and get into the word of God. God, I'm telling you, when you take that time from that 12 time with God, he will give you so much energy. He will allow you to pray. When you start praising and glorifying him, I'm telling you, you'll come out. You will come out. You won't go come out the same way you went in. And I just did Monday, Monday, I was out handling some business, and I was so tired. And I felt different because I took the time out to get into my word, to go and just talk to God and just have that time with him. When you spend time with God and when you don't do it, I'm telling you, your whole day will be different. So Jehoshaphat, I love this scripture about this book about Jehoshaphat, how he went before God, how he prayed, how he listened to the people. The ministers and the knew how to go before God and fast and pray. And he laid it before God. He went and laid his head, his face before God and started talking to God. And when God told him to set yourself, don't worry about it, set yourself. I will fight this battle. This is not your battle. And he's not the only one. A lot of people in the Word of God has really inspired me. But I love Jehoshaphat because we're going to come up against all kinds of battles, everyday battles. In our home, out in the field, on our job, we're going to come up with so many battles, little battles, big battles. So we got to understand that these things are not our battles, these are God. And it's how we already got the victory. The only thing we have to do is start getting to God's word, understanding who we are in God, and start praising God through every situation. And I'm not saying it's easy, but when you start getting into the word of God, oh, my God. When you start waking up in the morning and saying, thank you, Jesus, start praising God, you feel so much better. Your whole body feels so much better. So I just wanted to just start it off with Jehoshaphat.
Amen. That was real good. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Because a lot of times we do create battles. Amen. And
yeah.
God has said, just trust me. But we'll try to fix it and mess it all up. And then that's when we want to cry to him for help. But we got to get in that place where we totally trust him to take care of every situation in our life, everything.
Mm-hmm.